So, can you please state your name and title for the record?
I'm Carolyn Stendebeck. I'm John Stendebeck's wife, and we're the ones having Plow Day.
So, I understand the 10th annual Plow Day is coming up. Can you tell me more about the event?
Well, 10 years ago, the family decided they wanted to do something to commemorate the purchase of the property down in the Upper Aholt Bottom. And the John B. Stendebeck, which is my husband's grandfather, he purchased the property in 2005, I mean in 1905. And so they were wanting to do something special to commemorate that, so they decided to have a plow day. And when everybody left, they said, well, we'll be back next year. And even though we hadn't intended to make it an annual event, and we've been having it ever since.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome. So being that this is annual, is this a fundraiser of some sort?
No, this is non-for-profit. We don't take any money. We just want people to come and bring their tractors and have a good time and experience some nostalgia and ask spectators to come and watch and maybe it'll bring back some old memories for them or show the younger ones how it used to be done.
Oh, wow, that makes me want to get one of my tractors and come out there.
You sure be welcome. We serve a meal at noon. Everybody comes in. They parade the tractors in out of the field, and we usually serve brats and homemade sauerkraut and chili and homemade cinnamon rolls and have cookies, a variety of cookies, and we serve that all outside on a flatbed wagon, and everybody just enjoys a meal and visits and looks at the old plows and the tractors over the noon hour, and then whenever somebody gets in a notion, they all get back on the tractors and parade back out to the field and finish plowing.
With the food being out there, is anyone expected to bring any money to pay for that food or donations for the money, or how does that work?
No, we won't accept any donations. This is just the complimentary meal for everybody who comes to watch and those who participate in the plowing, and it's an opportunity for some fellowship and good neighbors and just appreciation of the farm.
Very nice. And can you remind us of the date and time that the annual plow day is?
Well, they'll start, tractors and plows will start coming in. Actually, they can come in on Friday evening. We'll have, if they want to come and bring their rigs Friday evening, and there'll be somebody there to unload them. But usually about daybreak or 8 o'clock is what we kind of gave for a starting time. But if you can't be there at 8, anytime you can come, that you're welcome. And whenever you're ready to leave, you can leave. There's no set time. But we just ask you that you bring your plow and ask that they be in good that the plow be in good condition for plowing.
And can you tell me what kind of equipment is expected to be out there or what people should bring when they come out to attend your event?
Well, we ask that the tractors be made before 1950. And then we all makes and models. It doesn't color. Doesn't matter if they're red, green, rusty colored, or what they are. Just so they're before 1960.
Awesome. And one last question is, how do people get out there if they are coming
well,
to the event?
Well, if you're coming from the north, you take Highway 24 West to Highway 5 South. You turn right onto WW, and we'll have signs that will follow you to the plow site, but it's at the end of WW. And if you're coming from the south, you take Highway 5 north to Highway KK, turn left on the Slough Road, and then that turns into Highway WW, and the plow site's just right up from the end of Highway WW. So if you're on Highway WW, you can't miss it.
I see. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add to let your
viewers
know?
No, Nope, I think that pretty well covers it. I think it's going to be a go because it doesn't sound like we've got any significant rain in the forecast, so it might be a little bit chilly, but chilly's okay just as long as the sun's shining.